Beginning tonight, Shirin Simon Reish Mem Vav. We are beginning in Sif Beis, which is page Tes. Fourth line on page Tes, the page following page 16. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Aser Lahashil Shum Kli Le'eno Yehudi B'Shabbos. It is Aser to lend out any vessel to a goy on Shabbos. Va'afilu bi Erev Shabbos im hu samach l'chashecha. Even on Erev Shabbos, if it's close to dark, Kol she'ein shehus lo tzio mi pesach beiso shel mashil kodem chashecha. So long that there's no time for the goy to take it out of the Jew's house before it becomes dark, it is usur. So the Mechaber again is telling us two things. One is you can't lend out a kli to a goy on Shabbos, and you also can't lend out a kli to a goy on Erev Shabbos, but so close to Shabbos that he'll be taking it out on Shabbos. So basically, both cases is lending a kli that he's going to be taking out on Shabbos. In one case, the actual loan is on Shabbos, and in one case, the loan is right before Shabbos. But both cases, he will be carrying it out of your house on Shabbos. That is usur. Mipnei shaharoeh sovur sheyisrael tzivo lohotzio. Because one who sees is going to think that the Jew commanded him to take it out on Shabbos. And that's an Isra Votza. Says the Mishabura Sivkatan Vav Shum Kli, Hainu Afilu Kalim She'ein Osen Ben Malacha. This any kli means any kli, even a kli that is not used for malacha. V'asra afilu dea rishona. It's asra even according to the first opinion that we had in the last year, that we're only going to asr Kalim that you do malacha. Here, Every shita is going to, sorry, even the first opinion says all kalim are mutter. That all kalim are mutter because there's no isra, shvisas kalim on Shabbos, it's all mutter. Over here, he's also going to be a sasa because here it's not an idea of shvisas kalim, here it's an idea of maris ayin for hotzah. Sivkotan zayin afilu bi'er Shabbos imu samuch, v'osr oz afilu limkor lo olitein lo b'matana. Not only is it osr to lend to him then, it's also osr to sell to him right before Shabbos if he can't carry it out till Shabbos, or osr to give him a matana before Shabbos if he can't carry it out till Shabbos. U'kumo shemavur l'kamam b'simen reishin b'eis sif aleph, v'ayin shamim b'shibur ma'ashik asavnu b'zeh. Sivkotan ches kodem chashecha haynu kodem shetishka hachama. It is osr to do this loan or the sale or the present right before shkia, if he's going to take it out after shkia, and that is because we said it looks like the Jew commanded the goy to take it out. Sivkotan tes tivo lo tzio lachutz l'rishus harabim. It looks like the Jew commanded the goy to take it outside to the public domain. Va'afilu v'didon d'leis lon rishus harabim gemura usur. And even according to us, that nowadays, according to many opinions, we don't really have a true rishus harabim, it is still forbidden. Da amira le'eno yehudi shvusu afilu b'mili d'rabbanan. Because even if it's only a karmelist, you're taking out from a rishus hayachad to a karmelist, which is an issa d'rabbanan, and telling a goy to do it is a shvus on a shvus, which is usur. If you look at note number 5, he points out, but ubemakom mitzvah, if you're asking the guy to take it out in the case of a mitzvah, kigon shetzarech lases lenochri chametz apesach, you have to get chametz out of your house on Pesach, or before Pesach, cause of haramola kamon shemutter lomer lenochri sheikachenu apes Shabbos. You can't tell a guy to take your chametz out even on Shabbos. Ukigon bi erev Pesach shechal b'Shabbos. The case is, erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, you can tell a guy to take chametz out of your house to avoid isurim of Pesach. Ubatama Dover Kosov Mishabura Sham, there the Mishabura explains the reason Shiladas Harbe Poskim Bizmanenu Ain Rishus Rabin Daraisa. According to many Poskim, nowadays we have no real Rishus Rabin Daraisa. The Ain Bazet El Shvus the Shvus, and therefore it's only a Shvus of telling a guy of a Shvus to do an Issa Rabbanan, Shemutaris B'Makom Mitzvah, and to avoid an Issa of Chametz on Pesach is a Mitzvah, and therefore Shvus the Shvus B'Makom Mitzvah is Mutter. The host of the Mishabura adds on over there, one should be careful not to hand over the chametz to the goy. You don't want to be doing the akira, the first part of the hotzah. You don't want to be doing it, so you would just tell the goy to take it out. So the goy does the akira and the hanacha, and you're not involved at all. All you did was amir l'akum, or shus, the shus makom mitzvah, and it's mutter. But back to the Mishabura, the Mishabura is saying, here would be usur if it's not the makom mitzvah, so sending out a kli with the goy on Shabbos looks like you are telling him to take it out, and that is a shvus to shvus, which is usur. So even if the karmelis, even if there's no rishus harabim, it's only a karmelis, it still will be usur. The imkain, if so, says the Mishabura in the third line of Sivkotan Tes, im ho'ir mukefes choma demutil l'talta b'kula. If the city has a wall or an eruv around it where you're allowed to carry, V'ha'ino Yehudi gam kein darsham. And the guy lives within the confines of the wall or the Erev, so he's not carrying it anywhere that it is aser. Shari lash ilo kelim shein osin malacha behem. You would be allowed to lend to him vessels that you don't do malacha with, because then there's no problem of marasayin that it looks like he's doing an iser, because the hotel here is 100% mutter. However, the limkor lo ulahaskiro aser af bazeh. However, even if there is a wall or an erev, to sell him a vessel or to rent him a vessel before Shabbos would be aser. Shelo yomru shemochar v'hiskir lo b'Shabbos. So they wouldn't come to say that he sold it to him or he rented it to him on Shabbos. So therefore, even though there's no problem of otzah, there's another maris ayin over there that since you actually sold it or you rented it right before Shabbos, someone might see you if he's carrying it out on Shabbos and think you sold it or rented it on Shabbos. Now it's interesting to know, because you could also lend it to him and people could see him taking it out on Shabbos and they'll think he bought it or rented it. But you see that the Achorim handled this nakuda also, that when the emes is that you only rented it to him, we're more lenient that the only problem is otzah. But if the emes is that you rented, if you lent it to him. But if you rented it to him or you sold it to him, so then we're more machmir and we're worried you're going to think that you rented it or you sold it on Shabbos. But that needs a little bit more hesber. Says the Mishnah Berurah v'mukelim she'osim ben malacha, and if it is vessels that you are giving over to him that you could do malacha with, afilu lahashilo aser, then even to lend it to him would be aser. Unless he took it out of your house before Shabbos, so people shouldn't say that he's doing the malacha on Shabbos b'shlichus of the Yisrael.
The case of limkar la'ila skira, that it's usher.
Yes.
That's
before doctor? Shabbos.
Right. There's other problems, I'm assuming, with doing it on Shabbos.
Correct.
Two cases.
Correct.
Like that, right?
Correct. Correct. This is a case of doing it before Shabbos, because he's talking about the case of here doing it before Shabbos. Correct. Says the Mechaber Vayter and Siv Gimel, Oser lahaskir o lahashil behemto le'eno Yehudi kidei sheyasa ba melacha b'Shabbos. It is oser to rent out or to lend out an animal to a guy in order that he should do malacha on Shabbos. And the Mishibu is going to adjust that language. Not you're not giving it to him in order that he should do malacha. We're worried he may do malacha. You're not giving it to him for malacha. We're worried he may do malacha on Shabbos. Sha'odu mitzuva al shvisas behemta, like we discussed in the previous year. Even though we hold that you're not mitzuva al shvisas kelim, but we are commanded on shvisas behemto, and therefore a person has to make sure that his animal is not doing malacha, and therefore the mechaber passes of gimel, it is usher to rent out or to lend out an animal to a guy for Shabbos as a concern that he might do malacha, and we are mitzuva al shvisas behemto, and if you only lend it to him or rent it to him, so it's still considered your animal, and it is a problem. Says the Ramah, aval yochol lahaskira o lahashila, but you are allowed to rent it to him or lend it to him, u lahasnos, and make it tanai shiachzirenu lo kodem haShabbos. You can lend it to him or rent him on Monday and say you must give it back before Shabbos. But you can't make a tzai with the guy that I'm only lending it to you, I'm only renting it to you, al manas, that you're going to have my animal rest on Shabbos. Because the guy is not believed. So a tzai that you could make is, I'm giving it to you on Monday, al manas, that you must give it back to me by Friday. But the tzai you cannot make is, keep it over Shabbos, just don't use it, don't let it do malacha. That he's not believed on. We'll see the chilek, why he's believed on one and not on the other. Let's go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud. So we said it's usur to rent out or to lend out your animal to a guy for Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, usur lahaskir afilu biyom rishon vafilu bahavlo. Even if it's going to be done on Sunday, even if it's going to be bahavlo, and therefore there would be no problem of schar Shabbos because it's swallowed up by the other days. Kidei she'asa sekotin yiraf, like we pointed out, Tzarach Lomar, it means to say, Shema yaseba. You can't rent to him or lend to him your animal over a Shabbos because maybe he will do malacha with it. And we are commanded, al shvisas behemto sekotin yudbeis, diksiv leman yanuach shorcha v'chamorcha. As the Pasuk says, in order that your shor and your chamor should rest on Shabbos, v'afa gav dehiskir ha-behema le'eno Yehudi, even though I rented it to the guy, so you might think it's the guy's now, we hold that a rental is not a kinyan to that person, and therefore if I rented it to a guy, I am still the owner, and I still have to make sure the animal does not work on Shabbos. V'havelei behemtel shel Yisrael, it still belongs to the Jew, umetzuv al shvisasa. And the Jew is commanded to make sure the animal rests. V'yesh orim de luchumra amrina de schiras kanya. Some say that luchumra, we will say that the rental is a kinyan. The Al Kain, and therefore in Yisrael Sochar Behema Meira Yehudi, if a Jew rents an animal from a goy, mitzuva al shvisaso, then you're commanded on the shvisa. So we go to Chumra either way. So if I rent out my animal to a goy, maybe Yisrael is not kona, and therefore I'm mitzuva al shvisas behemto. And if I rent out an animal from a goy, maybe it is a good kinyan, and therefore I'm vayter mitzuva on the shvisa of that animal as well. So we go to Chumra both ways. V'nochon lahachmir, it is appropriate to be machmir, kevan shu issa da'oraisa, since shvisas behemto is a da'oraisa. V'imsechara me'eno yehudi v'chazer v'iskir le'eno yehudi. But if I rented it away from goy A, and I rented it to goy B, shari memanoshach, then for sure it's allowed, because that shari memanoshach is why, I thought the Mishnah was spoken out, he doesn't, let's speak it out, because if a schiris is a kinyan, so when I rent it from goy A, I'm kona, but I rented out to goy B, so it ends up being the goy's, so that's mutter. And if schiris is not kona, it belongs to goy A. It either belongs to goy A or belongs to goy B, if for sure is not my animal. So if I rented it from A and rented it out to B, both goyim, then I don't have to worry about any shvisas behemto. Says the Mishnah, we revive to the top line on page 18, v'im schara me'et, I did that? The second line, v'imkona behema me'eno yehudi, if you bought an animal from a goy, o machar le'eno yehudi, or you sold it to a guy, the meshicha l'chud, by just doing meshicha, or bekesa l'chud, or just giving money alone, have a sveika d'dina, that's a suffix if it's a good kinyan, v'azlinam l'chumri l'inyan shvisas behema, like we saw, that the cover all shitas, we saw this previously, you should do both meshicha and kesef when making a kinyan with a guy. If you did only one or the other, since it is a suffix, and shvisas behema is daraisa, one should be machmir either way, whether you are the buyer or the seller, you should make sure that the animal is not working on Shabbos. Then we said that if you make a t'nai with the goy, if the t'nai is, I'm giving it to you now on Monday, but I'm only renting it to you al manasseh, you give it back to me before Shabbos, that's okay. But if the t'nai is, you can keep it for Shabbos, al manasseh, you don't work it on Shabbos, he's not believed not to work it on Shabbos. Says the Mishabur in Sivkot and Yugimul, Eina Yehudi Nemon, the guy is not believed to say he's not going to work the animal on Shabbos. Umirtas nami lo mirtas lasas b'malacha, he's not even afraid to do malacha with it on Shabbos. Kevan shi b'reshuso ayidei she'lo sliris. L'maisa, he borrowed it or he rented it out. So l'maisa, he has use of the animal. So what is he afraid of? If he uses it, he uses it. Lo nitbas olav kiganav ayidei zeh. You can't like tie in court that he stole my animal. You rented it to him. You happen to make a stipulation, but you rented it to him. So he's not worried about it. Mashenkin b'reshu, which is not the case. And the first tonight, I'm going to ask that you give it back to me before Shabbos. Kishem mashne shi'asi renu lo kodem Shabbos. We made a tonight with him that gives it back before Shabbos. Kvar kolah she'ela v'askiris kodem Shabbos. The she'ela and the skiris already ended before Shabbos. And therefore, he could have a tie on him in court. The skiris is over. You didn't return it. So that he is afraid of. And therefore, we believe he will follow the stipulation. I'd like to see one note over here, and then a biralacha, and then we will stop. Note number 12. So we just said that the goy is not afraid to do malacha, even if you tell him al manasseh, you don't do malacha. However, in note 12 he writes, v'imhiniach hanochri mashkon eitzel ha'yisrael, but if the goy gave over a mashkon, some kind of collateral to the Jew, v'hisnan, he made a t'nai, she'im yivoda li'yisrael sh'asosa behemto malacha b'shabbos, that if it should be found out to the Jew that the goy did malacha with the Jew's animal on Shabbos, yehi rashi ha'yisrael likachas ha'mashkon la'atzmo. So the guy gave him, you know, $100. He says, if you find that I did malacha with it on Shabbos, you can keep my $100. So he gives him a guarantee with such a mashkom. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, Shemutter lahaskir asabheima o lahashila lenachri. Then you can rent it out or lend it out to a guy with a t'nai. Shere yachsho shanachri lasos b'malacha shemi yivoda hadavar liyisrael v'yavsir es mashkono. Because then we say he is afraid. The whole reason we said is he wasn't afraid. But now if he has $100 at stake, so he is afraid to do it. And therefore he would be believed. And therefore you can make a t'nai, it'll be good. Let's see one biralocha back on page Tes. Divra maskul behemto le'eno yehudi. So we said it's usher to rent out your animal or lend out your animal to a guy. Hainu behema gasa. This is talking about a big animal, a behema gasa, that you do malacha with. Ava behema daka she'eno matzuri lasas ba malacha lo chashinon lezeh. But a small little animal, a behema daka, that you don't normally do malacha with, we're not worried about this. V'chein isa b'rambam lehedya. That's the Rambam lehedya. This whole iser is only behemagasa, where you do malacha, because that's the whole chash over here. Not behemadaka, we don't normally do malacha. V'da'od, you should know further. Shelo huske b'Rambam l'chalek b'behema gasa gufa bein sus l'shar behemos. The Rambam who just says behema gasa does not differentiate between the type of behema gasa, whether it's a horse or a cow. Kamo shehiskir l'inyan mechira behema gasa the besus mutter. Like he does mention when it comes to selling an animal to a guy, he mentions that a horse is mutter. So why is it the Rambam's mechalek when it comes to selling that a horse is mutter, but when it comes to renting or lending, a horse is going to be usher as well? V'atam, the reason is, the shamhu rak gzeira mipnei chshash emiyavo l'sheilu uschirus v'nisyoni. The reason why you can't sell a behema gasa to a guy is because we're worried you might come to lend it to him, you might come to rent it to him, you might come to sell it to him and let him try it out before Shabbos, and you might speak and the animal will move because of you. It'll be mechamerach or behemto. It's all because of the gzeira. V'lochein besus. Therefore, when it comes to a horse, this stama omid l'rechiva, which your average source is for riding, it's not for doing malacha. She'ein b'zeh mishum shvisas behemto l'rova poskim, and riding is not a promise shvisas behemto according to most poskim. D'chai no se atzatzmo, because we normally say carrying a live person, the live person carries himself, so it's not really an isra of carrying. And since it's only a derabbanan in the sale, so lo gozu rabbanan al mechira, the rabbanan never made a gzeira on a horse where it doesn't really apply malacha by a sale, because that's only an isra that it might lead to one of the other things. K'deisa b'gemara, ma she'ein kein b'she'elo uschiris gufa, which is not the case by the more serious iser of renting out or lending out a behema gasa to a guy, to nogeya l'iser daraisa. There we're talking about an iser daraisa, because if the malacha is done with your animal, it's your animal. It's not a sale. It's not a gzeira because of a, you might lend it. You're lending it. You're lending out your animal. So if he's in the malacha, it will be an iser daraisa. So bevada yeshlochu shema yatino be'eza masa. Therefore, we have to be concerned that maybe he'll load up the horse with some kind of load. O shema yimshoch bo b'kar, or he might lead a wagon with it. O beprabim komoseno shasus miyucha gam gein l'masa. Certainly in our places where we use horses also for loads sometimes. V'lokumobim komosom shachamor miyuchar hu l'masa v'asus rach l'rechiva. Not like in those places where they only use donkeys for work and they use horses only for riding. Therefore, it's pashut according to this, where it involves a suffix is the daraisa. For sure, be usher even by a horse. V'chein matasi b'lo Shabbos. V'hevi kein l'dina b'shem harabach. V'chein heviu gam kein al yirabah b'li shum cholik. V'chein kodok nes agdola. What's out there in the Bi'al Lacha? Just to summarize, the Rambam says that when it comes to selling a guy, selling to a guy a behema gasa, it does not include a horse. A horse is not usher. When it comes to renting out or lending out, he's not mechalek. And the reason is because the selling is only at the rabbanan that it might lead you to renting or to lending. Because the problem is if you rent or lend, that's an issur daraisa. So selling is an exer for that, it's only issur rabbanan. Horses are not usually used for working, therefore it's only issur rabbanan. We're not going to be choshesh where it's so unlikely. But when it comes to lending and renting, where it's chashash and issur daraisa, we will go l'chumra. And therefore the Rambam holds that behema gasa is usher to rent out and to lend out even a horse. We'll stop here and we'll continue with the rest of Siv Gimel in the next year.